We've seen plenty of shifts this morning in the Middle East with the US president getting on the phone to try to get talks back on track.
Sally, as the ABC's Middle East correspondent Matt Doran said earlier this morning, it seems that a pressure valve has been released. Many in the region were expecting an Israeli bombing campaign to begin on the southern suburbs of Beirut. So last night, Iran had said that its talks with the US were off, according to state media. This over Israel's campaign ramping up in Lebanon. The Israeli Prime Minister was yesterday talking about expanding the invasion, and the government was talking about bombing Hezbollah targets in residential areas of southern Beirut. Now, this morning it appears that Donald Trump has intervened in those plans in an attempt to get the talks with Iran back on track. He's posted on social media saying that he's requested Israel not launch a major raid on Beirut, and in response, Israel has turned its troops around. He also says Hezbollah has agreed to stop shooting at Israel and its soldiers, and likewise, Israel has agreed to stop shooting at them. He says, quote, "Let's see how long that lasts. Hopefully it will be for eternity." Now that raises a few questions. Is the president claiming to have brokered a ceasefire in Lebanon? How does that interact with the one agreed to more than 6 weeks ago? And is he saying that Israel has agreed to stop attacking Hezbollah in southern Lebanon? Because in the last couple of hours, the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has said that those attacks will continue. So it's unclear what situation this leaves Lebanon in. In the last hour, President Donald Trump has been speaking with American media. He's had a phone call with ABC News America. He says that he's optimistic about a deal being signed in the next week with Iran. So he's described this delay, Iran's frustrations with Israel's ongoing attacks in Lebanon, as a glitch. And he's arguing that this glitch, it is clearly much more than a glitch, geopolitical tensions. He is saying that that has now been resolved and Iran will return to the negotiating table. So the president would like us to think that the US holds the cards, that he's capable of halting Israeli and Hezbollah attacks on each other. It's not the first time that he's bragged about wielding that kind of power over Israel. But the former US ambassador to Lebanon, David Satterfield, has told the BBC that he thinks this isn't a sign of US supremacy in the Middle East, but instead it shows Iran's leverage over the United States.
Iran made very clear to the president that they were not prepared to continue the talks unless there was at least a diminution in the campaigning in Lebanon, specifically with respect to southern Beirut. And the president promptly responded by, as he has done in the past, directing Prime Minister Netanyahu to stop a particular planned Israeli action. The effective dominant party right now is Iran, not the United States.